He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump, running 90 miles an hour, making 30 feet a jump. Ain't never been caught, he ain't never been tree. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. What you see, bear tracks looking back at me. Better get your rifles, boys, before it's too late. Bear's got a little pig headed through the gate. He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump, running 90 miles an hour, making 30 feet a jump. Ain't never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. Saved up money and I bought me some meat. Started making honey way up in the tree. Cut down the tree, but my honey's all gone. Old Slewfoot's done made himself at home. He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump, running 90 miles an hour, making 30 feet a jump. Ain't never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. River's froze over, so where can he go? We'll chase him up the gully and we'll run him in the well and shoot him in the bottom just to listen to him yell. He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump, running 90 miles an hour, making 30 feet a jump. Ain't never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. Some folks say he looks a lot like me.
Take us on home, buddy, on the old orange blossom. Later on.
All right. Mighty fine. Mighty fine. Mighty fine. Let's give Skip Johns and the Travelers another big hand, would you? I'm telling you, they'll be back later this afternoon. Mighty fine indeed. We're fixing to bring on another act. Forest Ranger asked me that to show this little jacket here, and if anybody has lost it, they'd come up and claim it. He'd appreciate it, and it'll be right over here by the sound equipment. We're fixing to bring on a gentleman now that he's been around longer than a bunch of us ages put together, probably, and he's proud of it, and I would certainly be proud of it if I was in his place, because he does a fine job of what he does up here. So let's bring him on up, and if the sound man will come help him get a microphone straight, we'll bring on Mr. Shorty Biedenbaugh. Give Shorty a good hand.
Help me keep an eye on that hat, because I see so many fellas out there ain't got no hat. When we, I used to go to a wood sawing or a country frolic about 60 years ago, even at church sometime, the fellow that left first got the best hat. So I always keep it where I can get a hand on it. My partner that was here with me yesterday, in case you saw that were here yesterday, unless he took exception to me telling the story about me and him being chosen as the two ugliest men in Columbia County, and that I wanted him to live longer than me because I didn't want to be left the ugliest man in Columbia County, and if he died, I'd definitely be it. So about 10 o'clock this morning, he called my wife, and I was out on the barber shop waiting for a customer to come in, and she come told me that he said he wouldn't be able to come. Well, I called around two or three places, and everybody said, well, you waited a little too long. I've got something else to do. So here I am. I want you to live according to my father. You couldn't have called him a real religious man. I never heard him shout in church. I never heard him talk in tongues. But he was honest. He worked hard for a living. And he had one saying that he instructed all of us wanted to live by. He said, whoever wrote the King James Version of the Bible, when they wrote the Beatitudes, blessed is the pure in heart, and blessed is the peacemakers, and blessed is he in that, said he wrote one more verse and said that they got lost, and said that verse should have been, blessed is he that expecteth nothing, because he won't be disappointed when he don't get anything. So that applies to you good people out there today. For a one-horse wagon driver team and all to come up by one of the top bands in this nation, and then to be followed by one, it kind of puts me in a same position would be that a roach would be when you step on him. Put me in a kind of a squeezing position. But I'm going to do the best that I can and with what little I got to do with. First, I want to tell you that this banjo here was made by a full-blooded German named Frank Nogels, long dead. He may have some descendants out in that crowd. I give him $5 for it in 1916. It's made out of a pick measure and a zinc bucket. And the only thing on it that's store-bought is the keys, the strings, and the brackets. He made the rest of it. I've got another one at home, not as big as this one, that he made, belongs to somebody else. And I had another thing I intended to bring up here and put on somewhere and play a little for you. How many people out in the audience has ever seen an auto harp? Well, if I intended to bring it today to show it, I'll bring it tomorrow. I'll bring you a picture tomorrow showing me Christmas Day in 1909 with a little auto harp hanging on me. We'd been playing that day. My father had a band. He played the fiddle. My next brother, he played the mandolin. He's sleeping over in Flanders Field from World War I. My next brother played the guitar. He was the father of the blind boy that had the band around here so long. Many of you remember Claude Biedenball and his band. Well, that was on December the 24th, about 12 o'clock at night, 1923. My brother called me to the bedside, and he said, Sonny, Pa didn't know that I heard the doctor tell him this morning that he wouldn't, you know, need to come after him anymore, that I wouldn't be alive when the sun went down tomorrow evening. And he said, I want you to take these three oldest children and raise them with them two you already got. So his wife came in and she gave her consent. So on the morning of the 26th of December 1923, my wife and I, we had five children to buy shoes for her, put a few potatoes and a piece of meat in a paper sack to send them to school. Wasn't no free school lunches. There was no free shoes or no free nothing, books or anything. So I've come through it all, and here I am, bald-headed and ugly, but I'm here just the same. Thank you for that sympathetic cheer. Give me some more of it after a while. It makes an old man feel good. It's about like making love to an old maid. You just can't overdo it. Oh, my wife and I, Lord. My wife and I and a pretty little dog crossed the river on a rotten log. Log, it broke and we fell in, but I held to my jug of gin. Ha, 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 you and me, little brown jug full of whiskey. That's over the most of his head, but I see one man out there looks like he's old as I am, and that was an old one to come along in those days. On the old farmhouse veranda, there sat Silas and Miranda, thinking of the days gone by. He said, "Miss Miranda, don't look so tear sorrow, but a tear, dear, dims your eye." She said, "Silas, they're not tears of sadness, they're tears of gladness. 50 years ago today that we were wed, then his stern old heart it brightened, and his troubled eyes they lightened, as he turned to her and said, 'Put on your old gray bonnet with a blue ribbon on it, while I hitch old Dobbin to the shay, and through the field of clover we'll drive up to Dover on our golden wedding day.'" 'Twas the same old bonnet with the same blue ribbon on it, in the same old shay by his side, that he drew the same old field of clover, that he sent her up to Dover to become his blushing bride. That night while stars were gleaming, the old couple lay a-dreaming, dreaming of them words that he said 50 years ago. "Put on your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbon on it, while I hitch old Dobbin to the shay, and through the field of clover we'll drive up to Dover on our golden wedding day." Well, there's somebody that always comes along off out to one side that adds a verse to anything in the world. Sometimes it don't quite go along with it, but somebody added another little verse to it, says, "Oh, she sat on her old gray bonnet while a bumblebee was on it, and the bee took the action right away. When his stinger hit her, she thought something bitter on the 21st of May." Dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamt I held you by my side. But when I woke, dear, I was mistaken, so I hung my head and cried. Everybody sing, "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. You told me once, dear, you'd always love me. That's how you shattered all my dreams. For you left me for another, and it's terribly hard, it seems. You're my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away." Now I'm going to sing one that I've told all you young men out there in that audience. from 6 or 8 years old up, most especially you 16, 18-year-old ones, to remember when you go courting to stay in your class. Don't kind of get up in the top bracket. There was a wealthy family. People moved to the town where I lived in, and we happened to be meet. And so the first thing I thought, I never did, never in my life passed a pretty girl but what I didn't ask her for a date. I didn't. She didn't always say yeah, but I didn't keep me from asking. So this girl grabbed it hook, line, sinker, and all. So I took her out that night, and she's got me in the most trouble I ever been in my life. Oh, I took my girl to a fancy ball. It was a social hop. We stayed until the folks went out and the music, it did stop. Then to a restaurant we went, the best one in the street. She said she wasn't hungry, but this is what she eat. A dozen raw, a plate of slaw, some chicken and some roast, some sparrow grass and apple sass and soft shell crabs on toast, a bowl of stew and crackers too. Her appetite was immense. When she called for a pie, I thought I'd die, for I had but 50 cents. Just bet I wasn't hungry. She said she wasn't hungry, she didn't care to eat. I've got money in my coat, bet she can't be beat. She said she wasn't thirsty, she had an awful tank. Said she wasn't thirsty, but this is what she drank. A whiskey skin, a glass of gin, it made me shake with fear. Some ginger pop with rum on top, a bottle then of beer. A Coca-Cola ginger ale, she ought to have had more sense. When she called for more, I fell on the floor for half but 50 cents. Just bet I wasn't hungry, I didn't care to eat, expecting every moment to be kicked out in the street. She said she'd bring her folks around, we would have some fun. I gave the man the 50 cents, and this is what he'd done. He mashed my nose, he tore my clothes, he hit me on the jaw. He gave me a prize pair of black eyes and with me swept the floor. He caught me where my clothes hung loose, threw me over a fence. Take my advice, don't try it twice, and you got but 50 cents. Well, out in that crowd there, I won't point him out because he might not be near as proud of it as I am, but I got a grandson. And he wanted me to sing an old song that came out of way down the line somewhere, and they called it a traveling coon. Well, I know possums don't travel as fast as a coon does, and rabbits travel faster than a coon does, but this was about a traveling coon. Forgot to tell you all, I still got that guitar in my head that I had yesterday. Let me tell you people about a traveling man that was raised in Tennessee. He made his living by trailing, sticking, and anything else he could see. The white folks got right after this coon, he certainly didn't get over the road. Made no difference how fast that freight train passed, that coon would get on board. He was a traveling man, he certainly was a traveling man. He was a traveling coon that ever struck this land. Was a traveling man, he was known for miles around. He never gave up and he never got enough till the police shot him down. This coon got on that Titanic to sail across the ocean blue. When it struck that big iceberg, overboard he flew. The white folks ran to the deck of the ship, said the coon sure was a fool. But when that Titanic ship went down, he's shooting dice in Liverpool. He was a traveling man, he certainly was a traveling man. They sent this coon one day after a pail of water, the distance he had to go. with about 3 miles and a quarter. He got the water all right, started back, stumbled and fell right down. He ran to the house, got another pail, caught the water before it hit the ground. He was a traveling man, he certainly was a traveling man. The police took a Winchester rifle, they shot this coon through the head. The news went all over the countryside that this coon was dead. They sent down south for his mammy, she came with weeping and tears. But when they opened that coffin lid, that fool had disappeared. He was a traveling man, he certainly was a traveling man. Well, they used to sing an old-time song about, play it for all the dances we went to. Most of you 30-year-old down never did hear it, but here she comes for a little bit of it I can think of. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain, be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be driving 2 white horses when she comes. She'll be driving 2 white horses when she comes. She'll be driving 2 white horses, be driving 2 white horses. She'll be driving 2 white horses when she comes. Oh, we'll all go out and meet her when she comes. Oh, we'll all go out and meet her when she comes. Oh, we'll all go out and meet her. With a hug and a kiss, we'll greet her. Oh, we'll all go out and meet her when she comes. Everybody sing, she'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain, be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. Oh, we'll kill the old red rooster when she comes. Oh, we'll kill the old red rooster when she comes. Oh, we'll kill the old red rooster. We'll cook him like Ma Euster. Oh, we'll kill the old red rooster when she comes. Oh, we'll have chicken and dumplings when she comes. Oh, we'll have chicken and dumplings when she comes. Oh, we'll have chicken and dumplings. We'll have chicken and dumplings. We'll have chicken and dumplings when she comes. Oh, we'll all get happy when she comes. Oh, we'll all get happy when she comes. Oh, we'll all get happy, we'll all get happy, we'll all get happy when she comes. Oh, we'll all get happy when she comes. Well, I've got one, got too many wrote down here, but anyway, this one is a little on the sad side, but it has a meaning to it. You know the difference in the songs that we have today, with all due respect to all my young friends. They don't start and stop with the same program. They go up a while and down a while. We call it bebop, anything you want to. But even your church songs and your old-time hymnal, they told a story from the first verse right down to the last. Like God be with you till we meet again in the sweet by and those songs. Well, the way with the old songs that I learned when I was a boy, framing around on my harp and a banjo, I'll bring that auto harp with me tomorrow that for y'all to see. It's not tuned, so I can't play it. But this is what the, kind of to me, it just about makes me want to cry when I sing it, but I'll do my best not to. One cold December morning, as the train sped along through the snow, each person what got upon it as far as he paid could go. But on came a young man whose fare had not been paid. And when the conductor come along, this is what he said: "Please, Mr. Conductor, don't put me off of your train. The dearest one in all of this world is lowing so low in pain. I received a message, she may not live through the day. Please let me kiss mother goodbye, dear sir, before God takes her away." But this stern old conductor the same song had heard before, and he said that hobos and tramps would sing it forevermore. So he told this young man, "I'll put you off or you'll pay." As he went on down the aisle, this is what the boy said: "Please let me kiss mother goodbye, dear sir, before God takes her away." Down at the far end of the train, there sat an old man and small child. She says, "Daddy, don't that young man look wild?" So to this young man, the best of attention she paid. And while she watched and listened, this is what he said: "Please, Mr. Conductor, don't put me off of your train. The dearest one in all of this world is lying so low in pain. I received a message, she may not live through the day. Oh, let me kiss mother goodbye, dear sir, before God takes her away." So she took her small hat, and soon the collection she made, she gave it to the conductor, and thus his fare was paid. Then said the conductor, while a bright tear shone in his eyes, "These words will ring in my ear, will ring there till I die. Please, Mr. Conductor, let me kiss mother goodbye, dear sir, before God takes her away."